So that the speech there from Michelle O'Neill, the key line in that speech from the leader of Sinn Féin is this: we do believe progress is possible and we're therefore ready to re-engage in formal negotiations together. The commentator, Alex Kane, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The Ulster Unionist Party's Mike Nesbitt with us today. Good morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So I'm just trying to process this in my head. If we focus in on what I noticed there, so Michelle O'Neill saying, Sinn Féin and DUP leadership have for more than a week now been engaged in intensified dialogue to determine whether political progress is possible. We do believe progress is possible and we're therefore ready to re-engage in formal negotiations together. Now, if we look at the timeline of this, Mike Nesbitt, let's start with you. It was only yesterday that Gerry Adams reaffirmed that there will be no executive without an Irish Language Act. So if we combine yesterday and today, it must be the case that Sinn Féin, while talking to the DUP, must feel the DUP will give them an Irish Language Act before an executive is formed. Gerry Adams says it yesterday. Michelle O'Neill now says progress is possible.
Well, I would not be prepared to comment on that, Stephen, until I hear from the DUP, because you've picked out what you consider to be the key line. I think there are a couple of others. Right at the end, Michelle O'Neill talked about partnership government, and that's the theme you've heard from me for a year or two now, because for 11 years, the DUP and Sinn Féin have been partners in Stormont Castle, and they've failed to work out a true partnership government. It's only going to work if they get to that point. And I'm sure a lot of people will want to greet positively the fact that they've been having these what effectively sound like talks about talks in the background. But unless there is a proper partnership government involving those two as the lead parties, we're not going anywhere. And I would very much like to hear from the DUP whether they would agree with the positivity coming out of Michelle O'Neill. She also...
Well, here's the DUP statement dropping within the last... So this will be interesting to you all. Mm-hmm. Arlene Foster releasing the following statement. At the end of the formal talks process at Stormont Castle, I indicated that we would continue discussions with Sinn Féin as well as other parties. We have stepped up that engagement with Sinn Féin over the last week, during which time we spent a number of days involved in a detailed engagement with them to ascertain whether an agreement on the issues before us is possible. We intend to continue with a further series of bilaterals with all of the other parties to determine whether agreement can be reached in the short time available. So, Alex Kane, let's just bring you in on this. Nothing from Arlene Foster to say anything has progressed. Nothing from Arlene Foster saying anything has moved on. Nothing from Arlene Foster to say that she believes progress is now possible after the last week of intense talks. What's going on, Alex?
Well, I think first of all, it's worth saying, Stephen, that it's not just coincidence that Arlene's statement is released bang on exactly the same time.
This is coordinated, presumably.
Yes, coordinated. Yes, and she does say that. You said that we have stepped up that engagement. We're going to go on with it to ascertain whether an agreement on these issues before us is possible. So she's not ruling anything out. But you know, if you look at the back of this, if the official Sinn Féin position is, and Michelle O'Neill seemed to be confirming that this morning, that nothing is possible until there's a standalone Irish Language Act. If she's also saying that nothing is possible until there's been very considerable movement and clarity on the equality agenda, including same-sex marriage, if that remains Sinn Féin's position, then I really don't see, because I'm not anticipating a massive backdown from Arlene Foster. She said on Thursday night, you know, that they would consider some sort of legislation which would be embraced language, culture, but it was very vague, no details at all, but no evidence at all from either what Michelle has said, what Gerry Adams said yesterday, what Arlene has said in the past 5 minutes. No evidence there at all, Stephen, that anything could be stitched together
The evidence is Sinn Féin today saying they now believe progress is possible. So the Gerry Adams stuff, you certainly some people would presume, Mike Nesbitt, that the Gerry Adams reconfirmation of their ultimatum over an Irish Language Act or no executive, surely that might be coordinated as well. It would be very unlikely Gerry Adams would say that off the cuff yesterday. So Adams says yesterday, Mr. Adams says yesterday, there will be no executive without an Irish Language Act. The next day, Michelle O'Neill says, we now believe progress is possible.
Yes, but I think there's plenty of evidence down the years, Stephen, that Gerry Adams can act as a law unto self. People, I think, want to hear positivity. So, of course, if you are a spin doctor for Sinn Féin, you would say, let's get out before the DUP. Let's tic-tac with them so that they can at least acknowledge our statement, which they clearly knew about in advance, given the speed of the DUP reaction. But the analysis of what's in it is not particularly positive. And what we've heard today, Stephen, suggests Sinn Féin are all over the place in terms of the Irish Language Act. This thing about we want 10% of civil service jobs, that's not guaranteeing the rights of Irish speakers, because 10% of the Irish population do not speak Irish.
They have ruled that out.
It was an attempt at social engineering. Are they going to come back with a different figure, a lower percentage, or are they going to say, we will not try for social engineering at all? You heard Michelle O'Neill say they want to be in power on both jurisdictions on the island, and that's to effect change, and some of that change will not be acceptable to unionism, particularly their desire for United Ireland. And in her speech, she clearly has identified Brexit as the engine they believe will drive us to a United Ireland. So there are a lot of issues, not just the social issues such as same-sex marriage or the Irish Language Act, that still need to be resolved. I don't think this takes us an awful lot further, but I'm not going to be so curmudgeonly not to say it is welcome.
But why,
the two big parties are at least talking behind the scenes.
But why would Sinn Féin be saying they now believe progress is possible if they hadn't heard from the DUP?
Because of the
if they hadn't heard from the DUP, at least the possibility that the DUP will find a way to accept same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland, will find a way to accept an Irish Language Act.
Well, let's say that the actual reality is, and I hope it isn't, but let us take a scenario where they have now decided that a deal is not possible. Why wouldn't you want to position yourself publicly as the party saying, we've been working hard behind the scenes, we believe a deal is possible, and then leave it for somebody else to be blamed for pulling the plug?
Well, except both of them have been saying now, in these coordinated statements, that they have been meeting each other. DUP saying that they have stepped up that engagement with Sinn Féin, the DUP not positioning themselves as distancing themselves from the possibility that there could be an agreement.
But not being as positive as Michelle O'Neill was a few minutes ago in her speech.
Correct.
So you need to be able to cross-examine what both parties are saying, where they actually are, and whether their red lines have shifted.
Alex Keane?
I think Mike's right there. I think it would be curmudgeonly to not admit or own up to the fact that they are talking to each other, and there seems to be a very slight shift in the very fact that Michael knows this in the talks process. When statements are coordinated, when responses are coordinated, there's usually something going on in the background. And certainly, I mean, on Thursday night, within an hour of Ireland, I think 83 minutes of Ireland making her speech on Thursday, Michelle had issued a statement saying, no, that's not a runner, that's not happening. What is interesting about her speech today, she didn't make any, well, it's clear that Arlene did make some sort of overture on Thursday night, which Michelle dismissed out of hand, which Gerry then dismissed out of hand again on the Friday. Nothing from Michelle's speech. Maybe there'll be something during the day, but nothing from Michelle's speech to say, even the words like, OK, if the DUP have proposed legislation, we've told you what the Irish Language Bill is going to look like. You and I were talking about this yesterday, Stephen. Remember we said Carol McCullion, we didn't know whether that document was the basis for the formal Sinn Féin movement on the Irish language. We've now had that confirmed.
Yeah, look at this. Sorry to interrupt. We're just pushed with 3 minutes left, basically. If I look at this Arlene Foster short statement again, there's another phrase here sticks out to me. And it is, we've spent a number of days involved in a detailed engagement with them. Detailed engagement. So that detailed engagement must have gone into the detail of what would be in an Irish Language Act. We know that Sinn Féin will not form an executive without an Irish Language Act. So they must have talked about the detail that would be in an Irish Language Act. Detailed engagement must mean they must have talked about the detail around how same-sex marriage would be introduced into Northern Ireland, and the DUP's not saying that they can't find a way forward.